WTOW News Time is 8:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan man charged with Wednesday afternoon's kidnapping is now additionally charged with aggravated robbery. Bryan police say that 28-year-old Zachary Drake has been charged with Wednesday morning's robbery of Donald Donuts, as well as been linked to a robbery at Antigables on South College in June. With the recent doubling of student loan interest rates, Texas A&M is doing what it can to help out. Executive Director for Scholarships and Financial Aid, Delisa Falk, says staff at the university are working hard and updating websites to make sure that students do understand that there's been an increase in the rates, but also that there are thinking strategies that can help out in the long run with budgeting.
What we would tell students is always to think about your living arrangements, and do you live in a dorm, do you live in an apartment, do you have one roommate, do you have three, you know, and keeping costs for their expenses for education lower if they can.
Falk says another key practice is for students to only borrow what they actually need so that they don't fall into the trap of having to pay back anything extra. As the city of Bryan prepares to make an action plan for government-supplied funds, community comments are welcome through the last Friday of the month. Bryan Community Development Manager Alcee Bond says the comments and concerns help them to make sure that money will be spent in the best possible way for our area.
The plan itself basically outlines the requirements of the grant, which at least 70% of community development block grant funds have to go to serve low and moderate income households and families, and all of the home grants. So everything revolves around the eligibility of the people that we serve and the areas that we serve.
If you have a comment about fair housing, you can email or write to them at the address found on our website, WTAW.com. There's a new nonprofit organization aiming to get folks back involved with nature. Spokesman Chad Murphy says the whole focus of the Milliken Reserve is to build and promote healthy communities around nature through activities, aesthetics, and wildlife.
That's going to be roughly about 1,000 acres dedicated to that. So things that we're working on currently are mountain biking trails, disc golf courses, organic and natural gardens, and hike and bike trails, equestrian trails. And we'll be developing pockets of residential components around that.
Murphy says guests will have access to the land through local like-minded organizations such as birdwatching, kayaking, and equestrian clubs. The rest of the 2,500 acres located between Milliken and College Station will be dedicated to conservation. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to more details. Folks in the smaller community should be on the lookout for scammers posing as asphalt pavers. Local Better Business Bureau President Bill McGuire says these scammers are very friendly and they seem like the kind of people you'd like to work with.
The guys that are behind it are called the Daly Brothers, and they'll have business cards, and they might show up to your property maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and there might be five of them or so, and they've got this really nice looking equipment. They'll have a little asphalt with them.
McGuire says don't fall for it, even if the business cards and brochures say they're recommended by the BBB. Instead, call the BBB yourself. You can find the phone number at WTAW.com. And get ready through a new program being offered at Bryan's Municipal Golf Course. Jeff Blaugren with Marketing and Management says golf is a hard game and they want to remove the intimidation and give potential players confidence on the course.
It takes you right from square one, everything from, you know, what do you do when you go in the pro shop? I mean, what's it like? How do you register for a tee time? What do you wear? How do you act? It's not just the grip, stance, and swing. I mean, it's the whole experience of how do I feel comfortable in the golf course environment so that I don't stick out like a sore thumb.
Blaugren says the hour-long classes taught by PGA professionals will be Tuesdays and Thursdays for two consecutive weeks starting July 16th, but will also be offered in August. At WTAW.com, you can find more details. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Temperatures this week look to be warming up, and it should be quite warm by the time we get to Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny for today, the chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today about 90 to 95. For tonight, skies will have a tendency to clear, lows overnight near 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs near 95. Sunshine Wednesday, hot with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:12, and I watered my lawn this morning before I came in, so I'm just going to go ahead and take full credit for this.
Of course you did.
I did that, so that's fine. I'll continue to. All right. You know, a guy takes a job, and then you find out that there are, I don't know, things that you need to do in that job you never thought you would have to, right? Okay. Well, the Pope is no different than the rest of us. Well, I didn't mean that. I just mean in that regard.
You need to narrow that down a little bit.
The Pope wants humble cars to be driven by priests. Yeah, do you think he looked at this and went, really? Do I really have to say this? But on Saturday, Pope Francis said it pained him to see flashy vehicles being driven by church priests. After observing that many young and trainee priests were carrying the latest in smartphone technology and fashion accessories, Pope Francis urged them to drop the devices. Francis continued to remind his young priests that mobile accessories and other material items are not the true route to happiness. Well, that's true for all of us, whether we're priests or not. According to Pope Francis, quote, "It hurts me that I see a priest or a nun with the latest model car. You can't do this. A car is necessary to do a lot of work, but please choose a more humble one. If you like the fancy one, just think about how many children are dying of hunger in the world." I mean, and again, did he think he had to do that? He didn't know he was going to have to.
Apparently.
All right, let me drag out the third rail real quick. Here we go. You ready? A local Farmers Independence Day parade float in Hope Mills, North Carolina, led to complaints from several spectators and has caused the town to review its parade application process. Donnie Spell drove a green tractor with the Confederate flag hitched on the back. His makeshift float was pulling a wooden wagon filled with watermelons and had a sign on it that said White History Month. Okay.
Ye God.
Approximately a dozen people complained to town officials, and others have expressed concern about that to the town's Parks and Recreation Department on their Facebook page. Kenny Bullock, who's the director of the town's Parks and Recreation Department, said he had asked a member of Spell's family to take down the sign before the parade started. He reportedly learned that the signs were still on the float when he started to receive calls halfway through the parade. The permit application indicated that the entry in the parade would be an antique tractor pulling a trailer with signage advertising watermelons for sale in a nearby parking lot. There you go. Just drag that third rail out there for you.
Yes, sir.
That's in Hope Mills, North Carolina. I have no idea where that is. May want to call them later on today, see how things are going. I imagine the head of their Chamber of Commerce is just thrilled to death.
Oh, I'm quite certain.
And not taking any calls. Bill McGuire is here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm glad to see a little bit of rain out there.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Oh, wait, we got to play Jethro Trivia.
Well, I'm back off.
Yeah, dang, I forgot. Okay, let me find out where I put it. Ah, here we go. All right. Linda Harvell's here this morning. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm outstanding.
All right, here we go now. It's time for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Pesky city ordinances. Today, pesky city ordinances. Kat, you'll answer first. Okay. Having solved all the major problems, the Long Beach City Council now focusing its attention on banning what? Is it A, smoking in public places, B, dogs off leashes, C, mistreatment of homeless people, or D, ice cream truck music? Once again, the Long Beach City Council, they're focusing their attention on banning what? Is it A, smoking in public places, B, dogs off leashes, C, mistreatment of homeless people, or D, ice cream truck music? Kat?
I'm just going to go with ice cream truck music.
Oh, you're just going to just be a killjoy, right? Okay, here we go. All right, Kevin, you?
I'm going to go with the same. I think ice cream truck music.
All right. Bill?
Well, I think that's the obvious answer. I'll go with D.
Okay, all right. Linda, you going to make it unanimous?
I sure am.
Oh, boy, did great. No prizes are involved because you're all right.
Yay.
D. Andrews plans to introduce an ordinance this week at City Council to ban music played by ice cream trucks while they're parked and selling ice cream. Ms. Andrews claims that, Mr. Andrews, that's, I said D, I thought that was a lady, I'm wrong. Mr. Andrews claimed that he'd received residents' complaints for years about the music from idle ice cream trucks. Get off my lawn! Golly. All right. Well, all right, that's done. All right, now, what's going on at the Better Business Bureau?
Well, you know, You think back to our times when we heard that music coming from miles away
yeah.
and we ran out in the street,
sure.
you know, looking up and down. And,
yeah.
oh, there's just a car barreling down yeah. on us.
But well, yeah, back then, there were only 9 streets in College
right.
Station, so
that's
it was pretty
right.
easy. All right, so anyhow.
Which Linda will talk about
yeah,
later.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so what do you got today?
Well, BBB wants to help you cut down on junk mail and spam that comes to you. And so there's a few tips about that. You know, you get that annoying junk mail all the time or spam and unsolicited calls and text messages, but there are things that you can do about it, Scott.
I'm aware of that, but
okay.
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, for all those who don't know about it, there are ways to eliminate it or to eliminate a lot of it. So, unwanted mail shouldn't cost you your identity, and that's one of the things BBB likes to talk about is not losing your identity to some scamster. So, to stop these pre-screened credit offers that used to come to me quite often and don't anymore, you can opt out of receiving pre-approved credit card offers for at least 5 years by calling 1-888-5-OPT-OUT. And that number again is 1-888-567-8688, or you can visit optoutprescreen.com. That's brought to you by the three credit reporting agencies. If you want to stop unwanted direct mail solicitations, go to D as in dog, M as in Mike, A as in Apple, Choice, dmachoice.org. That's the Direct Marketing Association, and you can opt out of getting that direct mail solicitations. It won't stop all of it, but it does stop quite a bit of it. Unfortunately, it could take up to 6 months to get into effect because they're a little slow over there. And everybody knows about the National Do Not Call Registry, which is a free, easy way to reduce most telemarketing calls. You can go to donotcall.gov to set that up, and I think you can set up at least 5 phone numbers. So if you have 2 and your mother has 1, you know, you can maybe your kids, you can take care of quite a few people. As far as spam text messages go, you know, you don't want those things coming to you all the time, and the Do Not Call Registry does help you with that too. If you still are getting them, you can file a complaint about that with the FTC. For more tips on this, Scott, just have listeners call us at 979-260-2222. We'd be glad to help them. And that's what I've got for you today.
Sounds good. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau. Of course, Linda Harvell's here this morning to talk about the 75th anniversary celebration for the city. How are you today?
Just doing great. We're coming in on the downhill slide as far as the great event, November 15th mm-hmm. and 16th. November 15th, we're doing a homecoming, and we'd appreciate your listeners letting everybody know about it. And we've even got our local human jukebox, Chris Austin Martinez, is going to be performing for us. He's a Consolidated graduate.
Okay, yeah.
An amazing entertainer. And then, of course, the exhibit at the George Bush Library. It actually opens October 22nd, but our big birthday bash is November 16th, and we're doing a big vintage car display. But, you know, a couple of things that I always come in and I do the rah-rah thing, but I want to just talk briefly about our committee. We have an amazing group of people that have been working on this event for nearly 2 years. We have a former mayor, a former city councilman. We have educators, business executives, even our own president of the Better Business Bureau. Your Allison Messerall of Bryan Broadcasting is on our committee. Historians, even and citizens like us. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is, you know, they've not been given any credit for the hard work they're doing. And as we go into the final months of this event, it's amazing how many people in the community are not aware that, number one, this is the city's 75th anniversary, or number two, that we are putting on this event. And I've had one developer, as we've been going out, you know, raising funds, tell me he didn't care about College Station history. And actually, I cleaned it up. we've had businesses that pretty much are just turning their back on this event because it's either not their history, they've not heard about it. We know they get hit left and right with donations all the time. It's not so much a point of whether you donate or not. It's just that it's not recognizing this is a great event. And when you look at the fact that the George Bush Museum, Presidential Library, is donating 3,000 square feet for 3 months to celebrate and showcase College Station's history, that's huge. You do not see that with any other local events that are going on. So, you know, as we go into the final days and weeks, you know, I just want to stress to your listeners, this is a big event. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. For those people that have stepped up to the plate and sponsors are coming in as sponsors, thank you so much. The funds are going to the to build the exhibit. The library will be providing their labor and their construction and all of that. But we're paying for the supplies and everything else. So I haven't a clue what you just wrote. He's given me notes.
Well, it includes Bryan, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Because when I moved here in 62, everybody shopped in Bryan. There were no stores.
That's right. Very few
stores.
A lot of college bookstores, but
And thank you for that, because you know Bryan is very much a part of our history. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just want to stress to your listeners, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank our committee. I mean, these people have just been, you know, running themselves ragged, trying to recreate 75 years of history into a capsule, as it were, for us to either promote or showcase out the library. And, you know, and even, you know, Bryan Broadcasting, man, y'all have stepped up to the plate for us, and we're so grateful for that. But we do have a Facebook page. It's called College Station Celebrate 75 Years. We're having a lot of pictures that are posted on there, a lot of people strolling down memory lane. And, you know, it's a fun website, Facebook page. We encourage people to visit us. And if you have any questions, you can email me at Linda Harvell, H-A-R-V-E-L-L, at AOL.com, or give me a call at 973-503-5305.
All right, sounds good, and keep us posted. Thanks so much this morning.
Thanks.
You bet. Visit these folks on alternate Mondays. It's all brought to you, our community segment, by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska. Nebraska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much, I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook.
8:25, you know, it's state fair time, and the gauntlet has been thrown down. We have new state fair foods for 2013.
Fried.
The Minnesota State Fair claims to have the largest daily attendance of any state fair in the country. I don't know that that's
because there's
true.
Nothing else to do in Minnesota.
Well, that's probably right. But anyway, they've announced their new foods that will be available next August. Comet corn.
Comet?
Comet corn, described as a futuristic caramel corn made with liquid nitrogen. Sub-zero temps mean one breathes vapor trails of comet dust that leave a tingly, bubbly feeling. Comet corn. The chop dog. This is a griddled all-beef wiener chopped into pieces and stuffed into a bread pocket. The bacon cannoli, which is a cannoli with bacon. Now, you see, I don't know why that hadn't been invented before.
A bacon cannoli.
How? Grilled glazed donut with strawberry mint dipping sauce. Cocoa cheese bites. This would be crushed cocoa puff breaded Wisconsin cheddar cheese nuggets dunked in hot chocolate sauce.
Yum.
Deep fried Monte Cristo. The sandwich is traditionally pan fried, sure, but why not prove your love for all that's going on there by putting that baby in a hot oil bath, giving you a dusted of powdered sugar and then a little dollop of raspberry jam. The Big Andy. You get a quarter pound hamburger and Philly cheese steak, Philly steak, onions, peppers, and a mix of American and Swiss melted cheese. That's
Yum.
The Big Andy.
That sounds really good.
Yes,
to
it does. The breakfast sausage corn dog. Okay, the batter is pancake, the sausage is the link, and the sauce is maple flavored. The Idaho taco, it replaces the tortilla with a russet potato.
The Idaho taco.
Yeah, that's not bad. And the Philly fries. This would be bread found on cheesecakes. The bread found on a cheesecake sandwich has given way to a waffle fry. It's cheese steak. It has to be not. It says cheesecake. But the bread found on a cheesesteak sandwich has been given away to a waffle fry. So I guess you do a Philly cheese in a waffle fry.
In a giant waffle fry.
Which would sound really messy because it's going to ooze out of there.
And that was my thought, too, is how do you keep it all together?
But nonetheless, and boy, if they want to bring samples.
Wow.
You could eat it with a fork. Yeah. It sounds really yummy.
Oh, come on. It's state fair food.
I would eat that. Man, I would.
Well, you weren't with us when we talked about the bacon cannoli.
Ooh.
Yeah, see? And then the griddled all-beef wiener chopped up in pieces and stuffed in a bread pocket. That's not bad
at all. That's like food pornography. Yeah.
A new reading on the world economy. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. An international think tank says the global economic recovery is moving at different speeds from one country to another. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the United States and Japan appear poised for stronger growth in the months ahead, and it's expected Germany will lead a modest pickup in the Eurozone. Netflix has become a significant force in Hollywood. The Wall Street Journal says the DVD rental and video streaming service has evolved from the days when it offered studios a way to make some money from licensing deals for older movies and shows. Now Netflix is viewed as a potential financier for new programming, a place for new shows to debut, and an aggressive program buyer. Microsoft is pulling the plug on MSNTV. The software giant quietly notified users over the weekend through a website posting and an email saying the service will be shut down at the end of September. Stock futures are still higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
La, 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 la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan man in jail for last Wednesday's kidnapping is now also charged with multiple counts of armed robbery. Bryan police say 28-year-old Zachary Drake is charged with the robbery of Donald Donuts that happened the same day as the kidnapping, as well as a robbery in June at Antigua Bowls on South College. The local Better Business Bureau says to watch out for con men claiming that they'll pave your road. President Bill McGuire says it happens every year from April through October, and last September, a couple in Lyon lost about $4,000. He says even if the BBB logo is on a business card or brochure, be careful.
If somebody does that with you and you get that BBB logo, stop what you're doing, call us, or just go to your computer and check and see if they're really with BBB. Sometimes people advertise falsely that they are with us. That's what these guys are doing.
McGuire says they are friendly, look professional, and use clean, new machines, but they're just very good con men. Student loan interest rates are doubling, but staff at A&M say there are certain practices that students can do to try to mitigate the cost of college. Executive Director for Scholarships and Financial Aid, Delisa Falk, says it's especially beneficial to count the costs ahead of time and really consider what would be spent on living arrangements and supplies. She also advises that students keep loans specific to school costs.
The less you borrow, the less, obviously, you have to repay once you're out of school. So you want to keep those things in mind as you're looking at student loans and whether you will or you will not have to take out a student loan. And if you do, how much do you really need and only borrow that amount?
Falk says that although overall this means that students will end up paying more for student loans, she doesn't think it will deter interested students from going to college. If you're active in a nonprofit that usually benefits from government-funded grants provided through Bryan, now's the time to speak up. Community Development Manager Alcee Bond says citizens can ask how to access programs and express what they like or don't like that's being done in the neighborhoods.
Their statement's going to go in the action plan, and HUD will see that. Ultimately, it is City Council's decision on the approval of the plan followed by HUD. But all the comments that people make, whether they're a citizen, a partner of us, anybody, all the comments go in the action plan.
Bond says the grants are geared to serve special needs populations such as the elderly and low and moderate income families with a special emphasis on housing. At WTAW.com, you can find her contact information. At Bryan Municipal Golf Course, the motto is for you to discover the game and love it for life. Marketing and management professional Jeff Blaugren says more than just grip, stance, and swing, they'll acclimate players to the whole atmosphere and etiquette.
You don't have to have equipment. You don't have to spend any money. One of the other criticisms of golf is its expense. This is an opportunity to come out and test golf. We'll provide the gear. We'll provide the opportunity to experience it. And if you say, just what I thought. I didn't like it. Or you might say, wow, why didn't I do this sooner?
Class sizes are no more than 6 students to 1 PGA professional, and Blaugren says you're ready to play after 4 lessons on back-to-back Tuesdays and Thursdays starting July 16th. For dates and registration details, visit WTAW.com. And if you're involved in an organization that uses nature in the outdoors, a new nonprofit called Milliken Reserve wants to get to know you. Spokesman Chad Murphy says their goal is to get local groups enjoying the 2,500-acre property and experiencing nature through hike and bike trails, gardens, and activities.
We're reaching out and trying to partner with various organizations within the community. For example, Brazos Valley Mountain Bike Association and the Disc Golf Association and Brazos Valley Equestrian Riders, and really see how we can integrate all of those within this 1,000 acres.
Murphy says the other 1,500 acres are dedicated to conservation, with some areas housing communities. He says the reserve also has a large agricultural and natural gardening component.
WTOW News Time is 8:35. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Temperatures this week look to be warming up, and it should be quite warm by the time we get to Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny for today, the chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today about 90 to 95. For tonight, skies will have tendency to clear, lows overnight near 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs near 95. Sunshine Wednesday, hot with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, and it's still kind of dripolating out there a little bit, which is okay. We can handle that. The rain actually spread all the way over to Rockdale off to the west, and over near Huntsville to the east, and It's breaking up a little bit, but there's still stuff that's pouring in, so that's an all right thing. We can go for that. It's a light shower activity again. Not any going up into Booger County, doesn't look like, but we'll see what happens. It's kind of drifting off to the west.
We'll take all we can get.
We will. As a matter of fact, just if it wants to just keep on dripping all day, that'd be fine.
Oh, this foods thing you were talking about.
Yeah, I made the mistake of going to the website, and actually there's some other foods that were not on the list that I think sounded at least pretty good to me. They had one, which is the, let's see. Yeah, that's the candy. See, this says candied bacon cannoli. And I don't know that I don't know.
I saw that too.
I could see that. I mean, just imagine kind of applewood smoked bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Has kind of a sweeter flavor. If you just added some kind of sugar crust on there, that's probably what it is.
Chipotle chicken salad fajita sounds really good.
That does sound good.
Chicken walnuts, craisins, and apples. And
the one that got me that I'm really curious about is that their take on the corn dog is to roll the batter in corn as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got flavored sweet corn dog, hot dog dipped with corn batter mix, kernels of sweet corn, then deep fried along with it.
Now, if only they would use a cheese dog in the corn dog, then you would get my attention. Though.
And again, the cocoa cheese bites look pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's not bad.
Deep fried bread pudding, I could do that.
Yeah, there's a few. Deep fried olives, see, I don't think I can go for that. I like olives.
I'd try that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not sure. Hey, in case you missed it on Friday, which was the 5th, of July.
Yes.
Sean Hannity took the day off.
Yeah, Neil Bortz was back on the air.
And Bortz was the guy.
Surprise, surprise.
It was great. It really was. I mean, I texted out.
When did you start tweeting?
I texted a couple of people who I know like Bortz to let him know he was back on the radio. So that was pretty cool. Glad to see that.
I was more excited about you tweeting.
Yeah. Sorry, no,
I was
no,
pretty
no,
excited.
Didn't happen. Did not happen.
Should we start you an account?
No. No, not yet. By the way, while we're talking about all that, for the most part, the Internet is a pretty democratic place.
Sure.
It's not politically, I'm just talking, it's an opportunity to connect with lots and lots of people, okay? And as a result, has basically made publishers of us. We're able to do whatever we want to do. But the idea is that there's an equal voice here, right? There's some level of equality. Granted, you might be shouted down from a majority standpoint, but you can express your opinion as long as you're part of this network. Well, comes now a group who just, well, they basically are predicated on the idea that you might not be quite good enough to be in their network. The website is called Ivy Connect, and it aims to establish a dynamic private members community across 50 global cities and 10,000 hand-selected members in each location. Currently, live in New York with roughly 2,000 members and what one employee calls a healthy wait list, Ivy Connect brings together young urban professional elites for parties, excursions, and seminars. Ivy Connect co-founders first launched their Date Harvard Square. That service initially connected Harvard men with single women in the area. Date Harvard Square soon evolved into Ivy Date, an elite online dating network, live in multiple cities across the world. And now this next one is Ivy Connect. So there you go. Never mind, you're not good enough to be there. Now, in the midst of all that, did you hear this? Somebody, there's a guy who was trying to blackmail Paula Deen. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, he was looking to make some dough off of her, but he bit off more than he could chew. The FBI busted one Thomas Pakulis in upstate New York on Friday on charges that he tried to extort Deen for $250,000. Paula says that what happened is that this guy, Pakulis, had cooked his own goose when he emailed her attorney and demanded cash in exchange for keeping quiet about the, quote, true and damning statements, unquote, involving the television icon, using the N-word in her business practices. He wrote this late last month. He said, I'm going to go public with statements refuting your client's statements about using the N-word in her business practices at Ladies and Sons. That's her restaurant. Well, they turned that over to the FBI, and this guy got whacked. So good for them for catching him. Heaven knows she's had enough grief. There's no doubt. Okay, today is Video Games Day. What is the greatest classic video game of all time?
Ooh, that's difficult.
Greatest classic.
Classic video game of all time would have to be Space Invaders.
Oh.
Well, see, now that, yeah, and that's going back a little too far. That's going back, both of those. Pong, of course, started it all. But if you go back to 1985.
Pac-Man.
Super Mario.
Oh.
Super boop, 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 Mario. Boop, boop. Yeah. Number two is The Legend of Zelda.
Oh, that's a good game.
Number three, and see, this is more my speed. This is more what I like, is Tetris. I like Tetris. That's the one where the little blocks fall down, right?
Do you also like to organize your dishwasher?
Well, if it need be. Sid Meier's Civilization II was in there. Super Mario 64 was in there. And Sid Meier's Pirates was in there, and also StarCraft. Of course, I don't know.
I can't believe Donkey Kong is not on there.
Yeah, Donkey Kong's not on there. Froggers is not on there.
Well, what about Mario Kart?
IGN.com is the one who came up with the list, so just saying. But today is video game day, so drag out your old Atari and celebrate. Still got that? Oh, you sold it in a garage sale for $2.50. Dang the luck. Dang the luck. All right. Okay, the other day we were talking about the best-selling beers in America. Then the best-selling beers in the world. Well, today we have cheap American beers. Cheap American beers. Cheapbeers.com.
Yay!
Yeah, really.
Whole website dedicated
really.
To
Number
that.
Number 10 is Schaefer. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'd go along with that.
Number 9 is Olympia. Now, you see, back in the day, when all you could get was Lone Star and Pearl around here, and then if you really wanted to move upscale, and I'm sorry, back then it was upscale, to go to Schlitz, you'd drink that. And then if you really had enough money, if you really had $3.40, you could get a six-pack of Michelob with those funny-shaped bottles.
Yep.
But anytime we could get beer from far away, and Olympia came from far away, so we thought it was good beer. We didn't know any better. Of course, you know, when you're 18 years old, you don't know anyway. And then, of course, when Coors got here, double great because it was Coors, had come from Colorado. It's like, you know, people would have, like, they'd go skiing with their parents and they'd come back with Coors.
I remember Coors was a big deal getting that.
Yeah, it was. Well, because you had to have a refrigerated warehouse.
Yep.
Strangely enough, the beer distributor for Coors in Waco was Bob Lilly.
No kidding.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboy dude. Yep. And then, of course, the other thing is it was easy to crush it with your hands.
Yeah, because it was skinny.
Yeah, a little skinny little can. Anyway. But so number 9 is Olympia. Number 8 is Lone Star. Yeah. Number 7 is Rainier. Number 6 is Miller Lite. Number 5, PBR. Which is kind of interesting because PBR has a following. And yet here it is in some of the worst beers in America. I tend to be in that crowd. Number 4, Utica Club from Central New York. Number 3 is Coors. Wow. Is Coors a cheap beer? I didn't realize that. I don't drink it, so I don't know. Narragansett is number 2, and number 1 is Grain Belt Premium from Minnesota. Grain Belt Premium is America's finest cheap beer. Oh, these are supposed to be good beers that are cheap. Oh, I thought it meant bad beers. Okay, I got it.
Good, cheap beer.
Those are good, cheap beers. Okay, excuse me. Good, cheap beers and Lone Star is in the list? Is that right?
Yeah.
On any day?
Yeah.
On any day was Lone Star a good beer? They made great beer signs, and I hung those in my apartment. But, I mean, short of that, okay, it's all taste.
July is firecracker hot, but the specials at Rattlers are even hotter, and they're good all month long. Grab any roller grill item like hot dogs, sausages, and tornadoes, 2 for $1. Wash it down with any size flavored fountain drink, only 79 cents. When the workday's done, be sure to pick up a 12-pack of any of the family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers, where it's July hot all the time. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Gotten a little rain today. That's kind of nice. But, you know, it's your lawn's probably having a tough time. You're maybe having to pour more water on it than you want to. You have to really stay on top of it. The folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you a little bit with that because, you know, it's things that you do earlier in the year that help you have a lawn that can survive the kind of days that we generally have been having where it's hot, and again, where it's hot and the wind is blowing. So planning ahead a little bit. Save it for the best you can this year, but let the folks, the professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services help you with that. Either to get your lawn up and going, to get it cleaned up, aerate it, composting, all the things that need to be done. Landscape services are available. In fact, they can even work on your irrigation and sprinkler system if you have a problem there, and it seems like once you get them in the ground, there's always going to be some sort of a problem with them. And those are the good things that they can do for you. And the other good thing they can do for you is if you've got rodents or wildlife, or bugs that are bothering you. Of course, that's how ABC Home and Commercial Services has been known for lots of years to people here in the Brazos Valley. They treat hundreds and hundreds of homes to make sure that they don't have unwanted guests. And if you're having a problem with it, they'll get rid of the ones that are in there and make sure they don't come back. So ABC Home and Commercial Services, give them a call at 361-0500, 361-0500, or go to the website, which is abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff. Now is the time to register for your 2013-2014 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 9th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2013-2014 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 2.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has an entire family of machines built to handle your adventures through any season. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where we sell and service fun, not tractors.
10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, we're telling you, the British bookies are offering odds on baby names and gender for Prince William and Kate Middleton's baby. The baby is due on Saturday. The London Mirror has published the odds. If it's a girl, 4-1, that it'll be Alexandra. Charlotte or Victoria come in at 6-1. Then Diana, huh? Or Elizabeth, 8-1. Mary's 12-1, and Alice is 16-1. If it's a boy, 10-1 odds, it'll be George. 20-1, it'll be Philip or James or Alexander. Louis or Richard would be 25-1. And then Charles, Edward, and David would be 33-1. So we'll see what happens. Pixar movies aren't the world's best animated films anymore. Most of them are still pretty good, but what they did, if a movie said Pixar, you knew it was going to be awesome. But lately, Pixar films have taken some knocks, especially from adults. What do kids think? Slate.com ask a bunch of kids about their favorite Pixar movies. And, you know, I have to be honest with you, I think I've seen one Pixar movie. Two. I've seen two Pixar movies. Up and then Cars. Was Cars a Pixar movie?
I believe it was.
Okay. Those are the two that I've seen. All right. Number five is The Incredibles. I've seen a little bit of that. I thought that was
a great movie.
Yeah, the critics said 97%. Kids, not so much, at 85%. Now, Monster University is kind of the reverse. 89% of the kids liked it, but only 77% of the critics. The aforementioned Up, critics liked that, 98%. 91% of the kids liked it. Toy Story 3, that was the one that came out in 2010. 99% of the critics, pretty much unanimous there. They liked it. And then 91% of the kids. But the number one rated is Monsters, Inc. at 93% for the kids and 96% for the critics. Now, while we're talking about movies, Despicable Me.
Great movie.
Man, did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Number two's out there.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay. How was the crowd?
We had to wait to the second showing.
Okay. Yeah. So pretty full up. Yeah. Took the little one.
Yep.
All right. Because, I mean, again, this is the kind of thing that adults can like, too. Just what are those little things called? Those little NAMI things. What are they called?
Minions.
Minions. That's it. The Minions. Yep. So, anyway, that finished number one. Oh, The Lone Ranger.
Not so much.
Boy, I'm telling you. Despicable Me did $82 million. The Lone Ranger is second at $29 million. And that's not too good because they need to do better than that. They're going to lose money, probably. Lone Ranger, $30 million of its three-day run. It cost between $215 and $250 to make.
Wow.
$215 to $250. That's a $35 million spread. Why don't we know how much that cost? Anyway, pretty much a bomb. Number three is Heat, $25 million. Then Monster University in at number four. And then World War Z in at number five. So those were the favorite movies out there. More than 100,000 members of the military, both active servicemen and women and veterans, took advantage of Sony Pictures' offer to catch White House Down on the 4th of July free. Again, 100,000 people. That's pretty neat. Carmike Cinemas, ABC, and Cinemark all did that. Kevin Costner's going to make another movie. Will somebody please make him stop? Please make him stop. He's going to play a high school track coach in his next movie. See how that works out. He's also starring in Jack Ryan with Chris Pine and Keira Knightley. So we'll see. Movie's coming up this weekend. Have you seen Grown Ups? Did you see the first one?
No, I did not.
Okay, Grown Ups 2 is coming out. I don't know how that's going to be. And Pacific Rim. I've seen this. This is like battling robots or something, right? Seen the promos for that. So, if you care about that sort of thing. Fans of Downton Abbey will want to know that Downton Abbey is now going to be releasing a line of beauty-themed products. Okay? Beauty products. Includes a scented candle, several soaps, a cream bath, lip gloss, and nail polishes, all packaged to look like they've been shipped straight out of the 1920s. Oh, you get to pay a little extra for that. That'll be nice. Jenny McCarthy, you know her?
Yep.
Reported talking to producers of The View to replace Joy Behar when she leaves the show next month. USA Weekly says Jenny's own talk show on VH1 has been struggling, so the new job may be the perfect solution. If you remember, she had pictures taken.
yes, she did.
One sticking point, according to the New York Daily News, she's still under contract to VH1, so she'd have to work something out with them before she could move over to ABC and be part of the show. But I don't know anything about her politics. I'm figuring probably both.
I think she's real big into healthy eating for kids and getting them off the gluten. And she had a kid that had some form of problem.
Okay.
And she feels, oh, she's anti immunization.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
She that's what gave her child the problems.
The problems, gotcha. New York Daily News somehow got a copy of James Gandolfini's will, which was filed in the Big Apple. Most of the money went to his two kiddos. That's a 13-year-old named Michael and his 8-month-old daughter, Lillian Ruth, along with his wife, Deborah Lynn, and his two sisters. The will also gives Michael and the little girl 50% shares of the father's homeland in Italy. The remaining 60% of the estate supposedly will be split between Gandolfini's two sisters and some nieces. All in all, net worth about $70 million. But a tax lawyer says up to half of that's going to go to the government, because after all, they're the government.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news. Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and serve faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. 215 for all the details.
Want to take a college class but can't find the hours in the day? Well, how about a blend college class where you never have to come to campus? Or a blended class that's half on campus and half wherever? Try a distance learning class at Blend College. With more offerings now than ever, 200 online classes and 130 blended classes, we've got an option that's right for you. Your classes, your schedule. Check out distance learning at blend.edu/online. Blend College. Proven.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The prosperity bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, prosperity bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
About a minute till. Light showers kind of passing through the area. Looks like they may do that for the next few hours, but again, it's just kind of light. This day in history, the first confirmed